It was the Tassie freezing for MND slide, ice slide on Saturday. It was the gala ball on Saturday night as well. And of course, all trying to raise a hell of a lot of money for MND research and awareness as well. We're catching up with one of the organisers. It's Rick Fontaine. How are you after a huge weekend?
Oh, good morning, Jules. Good morning, Fizzy. Probably tell by the voice. Just a little hoarse still, but just the feedback we've been getting and messages and phone calls in the last 24 hours. I think people had a lot of fun, and I think if you can have fun and raise a lot of money to cure a hideous disease like this, we just couldn't be more thrilled with the response of the community across Launceston and across the state, really. It's been simply inspiring.
It's unbelievable. Of course, we had Neil Danaher, the patron for MND, big freeze right across the country, and doing great things. What an inspirational man. He got a standing ovation at the ball, and not surprising, he just, he chokes everyone up with his fighting spirit and his just will to get rid of this, as he calls it, beast of a disease. We're aiming to raise $100,000, matey. So how did you go in the end? Oh, and I'll do a drum roll for you, all right? So let's do a drum roll. There you can go.
Okay. As we speak, lovely work. I've got to say, that was thirsty Merc-like.
Thank you.
We're currently sitting on around $104,000 at the moment, still counting a few dollars.
That is fantastic. Well done, Rick.
Absolutely Thank amazing. You. The thing that got me, Rick, and I'm sure it got you too, was the amazing camaraderie from all sides of the community. We had big business, we had small business, we had the general public, we had celebrities, we had media organisations just running together for a great cause. And it was just brilliant.
Oh, look, it was incredible. And even, Find Affairsy, what he did.
yes.
To go around and get his own cash and pass that on through you guys with the support of yourselves. It was amazing. And then to have someone like Neil Danaher with what he's going through, and his beautiful wife, Jan, is an amazing woman. It was a very long day and a very long night. You probably would have noticed, Fairsy, Neil and Jan were one of the last to leave on Saturday night for the ball too. They were having that much fun.
Absolutely. And that's what Neil wanted, wasn't he? He wanted everyone to have fun, not to dwell on his plight or anything else, and just have some fun. And it was great. And again, to you and your committee, mate, congratulations on an awesome job. And we've still got a bit of a bonus too, because we are auctioning off 5 metres of wood and 10 bags of sticks or fire lighters, and we're going to run that for the next couple of days. It's worth at least $500, so hopefully we can raise minimum of that for you, and we'll pass it on to you later in the week.
Oh, you guys are legends. I mean, I can't thank LAFM enough, the support you've given us, obviously on Saturday with your great broadcast, and the money that you've raised, and auctioning off a couple of seats as well, that is amazing. So, to you guys, thank you so much. It was brilliant. I know both of you have been battling a bit of ill health, and it doesn't matter. As you said, you see what people like Neil and others that are suffering from this hideous disease are going. And I think as you said, what Neil spoke about as well, okay, people have got it now. It may be too late, but it's that next generation. If we can get a cure before then, it's all worthwhile. So it's brought a lot of smiles to everyone on the committee, I can tell you. So thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Well, you're welcome, Rick. Thank you, and keep up the good work. Well done.
Thanks, Jules. Thanks, Fairsy.